Okay, look real.
Let's look real.
Let's not natural.
Let's not fake any of this.
Okay?
Because fake it till you make it?
No, in the professional setting, you can say fake it till you make it.
Right,
but why not? But not in relationships.
No?
I don't know. There's some double standard there.
And today we're going to crack down on that double standard.
You are listening to the Potential State Podcast with your host, Dr. Asael Romanelli.
Hi, my name is Dr. Asael Romanelli.
And I'm Galit Romanelli.
And this is the
Potential State.
And today we're in either series number two, natural or fake. So I get this all the time in the clinic. Couples come because they want to expand their repertoire, but then everything you tell them that's different, they're like, well, I don't want to do that because that's fake.
Yeah. That doesn't come naturally to me.
And of course it's not going to become natural because it's new. If it was natural for you, you'd be doing it already.
Right, that is your pattern. You want to break your pattern.
Exactly.
You want to do something that is not natural.
Because there's no growth in the comfort zone and there's no comfort in the growth zone.
Yeah. And also, I really want to kind of surface this double standard of like, why in a professional setting are we saying like fake it till you make it and you know move out of your comfort zone and try new things and, you know, say that you can do things even if you have done things that are similar, but not exactly. But in our relationship, we're like, no, don't say that. And that kind of made me think about kind of, you know, when you start yoga, right? When you're into, we're doing like a 30-day yoga challenge. And none of those poses are natural. You have to practice. You have to you slowly get yourself into a practice. You're not faking it. But it also doesn't necessarily come natural. There's like a whole range. It's not, you know, these polarities are really getting people stuck. You move on the range of natural to fake.
And when people say it's fake, it's their way of saying, I don't want to grow. I'm blocking your growth. I'm digging my heels in the current homeostasis of whatever our dance is.
Yeah, it's basically like a sophisticated way of saying, I don't want to do that.
Exactly. Or either I don't want to do it or you're just doing it because there's this core belief underneath is like, if you love me, you love me as I am. So either you love me or you don't. It's an either or. That's why we call it an either. It's an either or. And that rigidity is blocking couples from growing.
Yeah.
And Gary Chapman talks about moving from being the in love to real love. And real love requires effort. It's a work of love. It's a work.
Yeah.
You have to do it. So it's obviously going to be new. It's not going to be natural to you.
And you do things that are not natural to you, right? Like when we talk about the love tanks and Gary Chapman's five love languages, my language isn't natural to Asael and Asael's language isn't natural to me. But does that mean that I'm not going to make the effort and learn his language? No, of course I am.
And the idea is if we can soften that either and think it's not natural or fake. In the middle,
there's
evolving, I'm awareness, I'm developing something new.
Lovely
range. And we have tons of examples like that. I want to give one example of when we discovered the love languages.
Yeah.
And Galit's love language was words of affirmation, which surprised me. And we rediscovered that my love language is touch. So Galit would start, when she was touching me, she'd say,
I'm scratching your back because I love you. I love you.
I had to learn how that's, it's not that she's doing it fake. It's obviously
I wanted him to recognize and acknowledge that I am feeling his love.
So I could have said, oh, you're just doing it because you have to. But over time, like, wait, is that going to really bring us together? Are we going to move forward?
I hope so.
So we want to soften that. So here's how you soften it. First of all, share this episode with your partner, with your loved one, and then choose something you want to work on that would make you happy if your partner did more of.
Hmm.
And you can look at love languages or emotional bids or any other content. Share these two lists with your partner. And then here's the thing. Do it. Try to consciously stretch yourself and do something that doesn't come naturally to you, to your partner.
Right,
but as you're doing it, say it.
Yeah.
Say it. Because that also means for myself, I'm saying I'm trying something new.
And you know what? I want to say that you can even say like, this is really hard for me, but I want to make an attempt. I want to make the effort. And the person receiving whatever this is, right? Like, I think a lot of times we block it because it's such a huge gift. It's such a, like, it overwhelms us that our, you know, and we don't, it makes us feel vulnerable and it makes us feel, and so we'd rather kind of block it. But actually, you know, it's an opportunity for both of us to grow and be like, wow, this, you're gifting me this, you're giving me this. That's amazing. I want to embrace it. I want to take it. Thank you so much. Right? And it's both of us. It's like an opportunity for both of us to stretch.
Instead of seeing it as fake, seeing, wow, we're growing. Galit is actually stepping out of her comfort zone.
I'm doing you a favor. No, I'm filling your love tank, and you can say, oh, I would love to receive that.
Now, even if it is coming off as for you as fake, it's because this is not going to go away overnight. You can actually just name it. You just say, well, Gilly, you're touching me, and I feel like you're just doing it because you read this book or because the therapist told you. But just the fact that you're saying it and not blocking it, you're already allowing a space of growth.
Right.
When children start learning how to walk, you don't say, that's fake, you're just faking it. No, you're saying, try. You're learning something new. You're learning a new behavior.
How many times do kids, when they're learning to walk, fall and get up again, exactly. Fall and get up again,
so is it fake or are they learning?
Like, and we're never like, oh, you're not doing that right. That's never going to work. No, we encourage them.
Try something new. So is it natural or fake? The answer is?
Who cares?
Exactly. Step out of your comfort zone. Allow both of you to step into something that is not natural, because unnatural doesn't mean fake. It just means growth.
Yes.
Substitute fake with growth. This was Gilly Romanelli.
Wait, we didn't give them the most important example.
Please.
About the feedback that you got about these videos.
Oh!
I say I received feedback that our videos seem like he was faking it. He was faking giving me space. And at first, well, you tell, because it was your experience.
They were saying, like, it seems like you're holding back and waiting for Gilly to finish, and you're minimizing yourself so she will have a space in the spotlight, because I've been doing this for years by myself.
Yes. And my favorite one was, maybe omit that you're a doctor so that there is more space for her, which I found shocking.
In the beginning, I felt I was like a little, because it was unnatural for me to share the spotlight with Gilly. But then we spoke about it more and more, and then I said, yes, I'm actually leaning out. Because I believe I have a bigger value here of partnership.
And I'm leaning in because I believe that it's really important to have as many voices and experiences. And if we're talking about relationships and we're talking about a couple, you have to bring both voices. You have to bring both experiences. And the other thing I want to say about the omitting the doctor, that to me is, if I can't stand here on my own two feet with who I am, with my experiences, with my knowledge, with my background confidently, and I need my partner to diminish from his, then I'm not worthy of being here. But he doesn't need to fake it in order for me to be here. No, we have to find a way for this to be natural, and that will take time and consistency and negotiation and space and a knowing of each other.
So is this natural for me to share the spotlight with Gilly? No, it's not natural, but it doesn't also mean it's fake. It means I'm working on
something. Is it natural for me to take it to, you know, demand that my voice be heard? No, that's not natural. I had to work 36 years for my voice to be heard, but am I just going to be like, that's not natural, never mind, I'm not going to do it. No, I'm going to find my voice, I'm going to speak my truths, and I'm going to find platforms where I can do that with you or without you.
Exactly. So we take the example from right here. We're both stepping out of what's natural into growth, because at the end of the day, there is no comfort in the growth zone.
Yeah.
It will not be natural. It will not be comfortable.
And we're both out of our comfort zones here. That's what's beautiful about it. But we're outside of our comfort zones for different reasons.
And where are you stepping out of your comfort zone? Can you soften this either and to replace fake with growth? We're curious to hear your thoughts. Please leave your comments. This was Gigi Romanelli.
This is Dr. Sal Romanelli.
And this was the Potential State. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to the Potential State podcast. For more information, visit us at potentialstate.com. And thank you for listening.